And I think Ryan Brady, head football coach at Saginaw Valley State University, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Doing well, Huge. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, navigating this pandemic for your team, looking forward to a season with fans back in the stands there at SVSU. Tell me what it's like right now as a new guy coming in, a head coach, everything you're putting together, and then you have to deal with the pandemic and now get your football team ready to play.
Yeah, it's obviously been a challenging beginning. Just a lot of different things that you got to navigate through, and a lot of, you know, changes and adjustments, and, you know, you have to adapt to, you know, on a daily basis. And but things are going really well here. Really excited about the season. Obviously, it was heartbreaking to not have a season in 2020. So I really just really felt for my players. You know, it was really hard for them to watch the MAC play and the Big Ten play, and for high school football to play, and, you know, for Division II not to play. And so that was really tough on our kids. And so, but that makes this season, I think, even more special, because you just really learn to appreciate, you know, football at another level, and especially when it gets taken from you. And so we're just really excited to get back out there and get on the field. And so we're really looking forward to 2021 here.
What's kind of crazy is that you're a new coach in a way, because your first season was 2019. Then you guys don't play in 2020. So here you are, just like a lot of your players and a lot of the players in the GLIAC that we've talked to and other schools, that you're beginning your second year, but it's your third year at Saginaw Valley State.
Yeah, it's been interesting for sure. I think looking back at it now, I think it's going to be a blessing in disguise for us here. I really felt like we took advantage of our situation over the course of the last year. I mean, I got hired so late, my first season, and I mean, I didn't even have a defensive coordinator for my first spring ball, and I mean, everything was just going so fast the first year that, you know, I just think sometimes, you know, when things are moving that fast and you're scrambling like that, you know, there's some things that just get lost in the shuffle. And so, you know, it was great this last year. We got to practice all year. We got to slow things down. We kind of almost adopted like an NFL, you know, OTA/minicamp model, where you can really, you know, you don't have to coach with your hair on fire. You can, you know, talk to the kids. You can explain things more. You know, more time to develop relationships, and so that was really unique. I thought our coaching staff did a great job of, you know, adapting to kind of a new model, so to speak, and we think it's really going to be to our benefit. You know, and so I know we had some new coaches that came in, and so it was important for them and coaching staff to have time to meet. We had plenty of that, so we're really thrilled about where we're at, and thrilled about our kids and our roster, and I feel really good about this group this year. And so now we just got to put it together, and so, you know, we're not far away here. I'm just about a month away from playing our first game, so that's that's really encouraging.
Ryan Brady, head football coach at Saginaw Valley State University, for our listeners on 100.9 FM in the Midland Bay City Saginaw area, joining us on the Meyer guest line. So when you look at your recruiting base, and like I said, it's your third year at the school as head coach, second season coming up, you have there are a ton of Michigan high schools with great talent, especially there in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area. What would you say is your recruiting base for SVSU?
Yeah, well, we really focus on the state of Michigan, and so that's really our focus. Obviously, we want to dominate the Great Lakes Bay Area region, and I feel like we've did a really good job of that. We've got a lot of, in the last 2 years, last two recruiting classes that we've had, we've did a really nice job. You know, recruit kids from Saginaw, Bay City, Midland, Flint. And so we've really focused hard on trying to keep these kids at home. And we've gotten a lot of the kids that we wanted, and we've been in some serious recruiting battles against, you know, some West Michigan schools, and we've won and kept these guys here. So that's really exciting. So, you know, we're really fired up about, you know, the mid Michigan area and the talent they have to offer. And, as well as, you know, we've did well in West Michigan, we've did well in Detroit, and even up in Traverse City area, we've gotten quite a few really high profile kids. And so feel great. We've had two great recruiting classes here. Our retention's been really good. I think we're recruiting the right kind of kids that, you know, are Saginaw Valley guys and that want to be at Saginaw Valley. And so I got a great coaching staff, and they do a great job recruiting. And really, really excited about the future. We're basically going to carry 80-plus guys that have never played in college football game. So we essentially almost have three classes of freshmen. And so there we go. The future is really bright here. We got a lot of exciting, young, dynamic playmakers here. And so now we just have to develop them. And so it's really exciting. And but, you know, going into 2021, we feel like we got a good blend of old guys too. And so, you know, we have quite a few guys that, you know, played a lot in 2019. I think we got 10 guys on offense that are coming back that started multiple games in 2019, and we got 7 on defense. And so it's going to be a really interesting dynamic with the amount of young guys that we got, and then we do have some good veterans, some good leadership, and so that's what gets myself and the coaching staff a lot of hope and optimism for 2021.
Ryan, thank you so much for your time. Good luck. We will stay in touch here with Saginaw Valley State football. I know everybody on 100.9 FM between Northwood, between Saginaw Valley State and the GLIAC, and I know Northwood's leaving. We'll talk to Coach Haynes in a moment. I wish you luck, man. Good to see fans. We'll be back in the stands for Saginaw Valley State football, and we'll connect soon.
Yeah, thanks, Huge. Love the show. You do a great job. Please have me back anytime. I'm always tuning in.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ryan Brady. Love it. Listener of the show on 100.9 FM.